At this point, I want to highlight that police cannot bring about change on their own to really do the long-term work that must be done to reduce crime. What it appears to me at this stage is required is that community leaders and all relevant government agencies must work together to come up with practical solutions to tackle crime and the underlying social problems at a local level over the longer term. Back to Wedderburn. What does the fact that we need to reduce crime and that policing is probably not the best way to go about it mean for police and policing? Dr. Wedderburn concludes, "It is neither fair nor politically realistic to say to people who are repeatedly the victims of crime that they may have to wait some years to get relief, or that, to avoid inflaming community tensions, serious and persistent offenders will be left unpunished." Now, I would add to that that there may also be a need for policing and law enforcement in order to provide an atmosphere to allow longer-term strategies to work. That is, for example, getting kids to go to school on a regular basis might depend on getting some degree of stability and a decrease of violence within that child's home. So law enforcement and policing clearly do have a key role to play in crime prevention, but there is a balance there that the police must get right. Wedderburn describes it this way: "The immediate challenge when dealing with high-crime communities, especially in the wake of a riot, then, is to find ways of pursuing what are known to be effective policing strategies without engaging in policing that is provocative, discriminatory, or unduly oppressive." So how do we police for stability, for a level of social order that allows a community to get on with the business of improving things in the longer term, and yet not go overboard in policing that is likely to increase tensions, damage relationships with police, and perhaps even lead to more crime? The point I'm trying to make here is that getting this right isn't easy. These are complex issues, they're difficult for police, and they're difficult for community members trying to tackle them also. My own view is that this inquiry is in many sense very timely and important. We're currently in what is now widely acknowledged to be a state of crisis in many Indigenous communities. It is now commonplace to hear some of them referred to as dysfunctional. Our inquiry follows in the footsteps of other similar investigations relating to Queensland, all with a different focus to this inquiry, but all related. These include the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody in 1991, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Women's Task Force on Violence report in 1999 by Bonnie Robertson, the Cape York Justice Study in 2001 by Tony Fitzgerald. Now, some people have said to the inquiry that we need to go back to the Royal Commission recommendations and get them properly implemented. These people seem to be suggesting police need to divert more offenders away from the criminal justice system. They need to use arrest as a last resort. Others are saying that the Royal Commission was a failure, that it emphasises the wrong things in seeking to address overrepresentation of Indigenous people in prison without focusing enough on how to achieve crime prevention. Certainly the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders Women's Task Force report and the Cape York Justice Study gave more emphasis to responding to the needs of victims, to keeping the community need for a safe community more in the foreground. And for example, while it emphasised diversion as a way forward, the Cape York Justice Study also used the language of zero tolerance by police and community of family violence. These reports also highlighted better the need to deal with the role of alcohol in offending in Indigenous communities in Queensland. And as a result, the alcohol management plans were introduced in 2002 with the role of alcohol in... as a supply reduction and law enforcement response to deal with alcohol issues. We're also seeing very rapid shifts in government policy and approach in Indigenous affairs at the moment, both at the state and Commonwealth example. And if I can touch on a few examples, at the state level, we've got the initiation of the welfare reform trials in some Cape York communities. The Queensland's government has announced that QUATSIPs are to be abolished and the community police are to be phased out. Council model bylaws are being reviewed as part of the broader local government reforms. Government structures and organisation are constantly shifting. And for example, the Crime Prevention Queensland has recently moved from the Department of Communities into the Queensland Police Service. Policy frameworks are changing too and are often fragmented. At the federal level, of course, there's a lot going on too, including CDEP and other welfare reforms, and the federal government's police, military and health intervention in the Northern Territory. Given the level of change and the degree of complexity involved in dealing with these issues, I'm pleased we've got the opportunity to closely consider policing issues. It's the CMC's intention that at the conclusion of the inquiry, we must suggest a clear and strategic path for action. And the purpose of today is to give us further assistance with that. We think it's appropriate that the hearing's being conducted in Cairns, which is part of the far northern police region. Policing in this region, by the very nature of its population, is very much about policing Indigenous people. Indeed, 31 of the 36 Aboriginal Shire communities and Torres Strait Islander communities that are the focus of this inquiry are within the far northern region. And that's why our relatively newly appointed Assistant Commissioner Andy Henderson is here today. What we hope to achieve today is to explore issues and options for reform, ideas for ways forward. We've invited participants here today who we believe will really help us test and explore some of our early thoughts on how we might recommend things should be taken forward. We're going to have to be focused today. We've got now something less than 6 hours to deal with this. It won't be a round table style discussion or a workshop. I am at times probably going to have to be fairly directive in keeping the discussion on point so that we can be productive. I may have to jump in on occasions, and for that I apologise in advance.